Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this week's episode, we talk about how great J-Hope's Mama is, as well as discussing June 9th in BTS history, which is full of some great festive gifts over the years. But first, BTS activity last week, Saturday, May 30th, to Friday, June 6th, Korean Standard Time. J-Hope had the final concerts of the international part of his tour in Osaka, Japan. He got a little emotional about it during the encore on the second night. He's very thankful for all of the love ARMY has shown him around the world, and also proud of himself for completing the tour, even though he was sick at times and it wasn't easy. He did his usual social media posts around the concerts, with selfie videos, soundcheck, professional concert photos the next day, a live stream after the second night, and then a short film about the concert stop released on YouTube a day after. In the live stream after the second night, he took us all with him while he traveled from the venue to the concert wrap-up dinner with his staff at a local restaurant. Festa has now officially begun, with Jin and Hobi announcing it in a BTS news broadcast posted on YouTube, in which Jin was the news anchor and Hobi was an on-site reporter, a longtime ARMY, and also the weatherman. They've released two sets of photos so far, one in which they switched solo concepts, Jin posing in photos in the style of J-Hope's album Jack in the Box, and J-Hope posing in the style of Jin's physical album for his single The Astronaut, both their official debut albums from before their enlistment. The second set of photos were called Classic Version and featured Jin and J-Hope looking very nice in suits with a sun and moon lighting concept, and also posing in strategically placed lights so that their shadows looked like a clock pointing to 6:13. They also posted a behind the scenes of the photo shoots on Bangtan TV YouTube channel. RM and V were both visibly itching to be officially free from the military. They've been posting screenshots of their military tracking apps. RM posted a final visit to the sauna and a photo booth with his military buddies on Friday. By the time this episode is available to you all, we'll only have hours left to wait for RM and V, with Jimin and JK returning just a day later. At the time that I'm recording this, Big Hit hasn't released any details to ARMY yet about release day, but appears that media is being told to wait in a designated location for a joint discharge appearance of RM and V, as in not at their military bases, but a place they will go immediately after they leave the base for press photos. And it sounds like there's a plan to do something similar with Jimin and Jungkook, even though they're at the same base currently. So hopefully media follows instructions and the other soldiers being discharged and their families don't have to put up with crowds of press at the bases on discharge day. While I was editing, the notice was released on Weverse to ARMY about discharge, and it just states not to come to the base. So the second location, it seems to be a media-only event, undisclosed to the general public, which is great. So just keep your eye on the media on discharge day. I personally am still boycotting Korean media, but there should be some international coverage of the event as well if you want to try to find a different stream of it or different reporting on their release. I think during Hobi's release, there was a Telemundo stream that we all went to. There should be something you can watch on release day by media that has permission to be wherever they are. I know a lot of people are going to Korea for Festa this year. If you happen to be one of them, please do not go to the base. Don't try to find the media location either. If you want to meet fellow ARMY and celebrate the day, it sounds like the cafes around HYBE is a great place to go to check out everybody else who is so excited. So, and I hope you enjoy your stay in Korea if you are there. This day in BTS history, June 9th. June 9th, 2013. RM Tweet recommends Blurred Lines by Pharrell and Robin Thicke. For the record, I do not recommend this song, but I do recommend Word Crimes by Weird Al Yankovic. You'll get the same beat and music that RM no doubt enjoyed without the horrendous lyrics of the original version. RM also tweets a selfie. Either V or Suga complain about the heat. I'm not sure which. V tweets a selfie of himself and Jin and mentions the upcoming debut teaser. Jimin also tweets about the teaser. Suga teases Jimin and says he's going to do laundry on Jimin's abs. He will, in fact, follow through with this plan a week and a half later. You can still find the photo online because the internet is forever. June 9th, 2014. BTS are finishing up their Japan promotions. RM tweets a good morning selfie. Jin and JK tweet a selfie together. They appear on FM Kokolo Earth Colors Korean in Japan before returning to Korea. RM tweet recommends some music. Jimin tweets a selfie. Hobie also tweets a selfie wearing the same tank top as Jimin. RM tweet recommends Chandelier by Sia. June 9th, 2015. BTS release We Are Bulletproof Part 1 on SoundCloud as part of Festa. This was recorded before Part 2, but never released until now. RM tweet recommends Strawberry Swing by Coldplay, but mentions that he really likes the Frank Ocean cover of the song. Jimin tweets a video of himself winking by using his fingers to close his eye. BTS are busy this day filming the music video for Dope, which they film straight through the night until dawn. June 9th, 2016. BTS are in Taipei, Taiwan, having a concert. Jimin and Jin both tweet a photo of the catering backstage. During the rehearsal for the concert, Jimin and Jungkook also practice the coming-of-age ceremony dance that they're planning to perform at the Happy BTS Day party on June 13th to cheekily celebrate the fact that Jungkook is now a legal adult in Korea. After the concert, Jin, Suga, and Hobie each tweet selfies. June 9th, 2017. V and RM release the song 4 O'Clock as a gift for Festa. Jimin tweets that both V and RM have nice voices. Jimin also tweets a video of himself feeding birds and a video selfie using a glasses filter, in which he's actually making fun of V for accidentally tweeting a similar photo the other day before quickly deleting it. June 9th, 2018. It might be Festa week, but BTS are still promoting Love Yourself Tier. On this day, they're on MBC show Music Core. It's also coming up on an election in Korea, so RM and Hobie tweet selfies after voting in an advanced polling station. Jin tweets a selfie and a photo of a lunch provided by fans. RM tweets selfies, including one which Jin tried to ruin. Jin also posts a selfie and a photo of Jungkook and V at the advanced polls, and Hobie tweets selfies and photos from the Fake Love music video filming, and also commemorates the fact that it's been 100 days since Hope World was released. Just a side note here, the Music Core performance may have been pre-recorded the previous week, in which case BTS likely spent the day making sure they got their votes cast in the election. This election would have been the one that elected President Moon, who would later give BTS diplomatic passports and make them special presidential envoys ahead of their third UN speech. If you, dear listener, are currently living in a democracy, please make sure you vote in every election, even especially small local elections. It might feel like all the government does is disappoint you, but it will disappoint you even harder if low voter turnout makes your democracy weak and your voice unheard. June 9th, 2019. BTS just wrapped up the European leg of their Love Yourself, Speak Yourself tour and are still in Paris, France when they wake up on this fine June 9th morning in 2019. JK tweets a video of himself dancing around his hotel room to Billie Eilish's song Bad Guy. Jimin tweets a selfie, a photo of the army banners that he's collected during the concerts, and a picture of himself enjoying Tower Bridge in London. June 9th, 2020. It's the pandemic, so much of the world has changed since the previous year. Instead of their global tour, BTS are busy in the practice room getting ready for Bang Bang Con The Live, which is their Festa concert this year, and their very first attempt at a fully online concert. After practice, V does a YouTube Live in order to update ARMY on the progress of his work on the next album. A fully self-produced album was the project they decided on in April in order to give BTS something to focus on that wasn't all their carefully laid plans completely crumbling before their eyes. They decided to keep ARMY in the loop on the album development, to make sure ARMY felt connected to their work even though we couldn't see them in person. V lets us know that the key concept has been decided, and now he has a meeting with the company about setting up the album jacket photo shoot. At this point, V was still hoping to have a mixtape released by the end of the year of his original music. He says he's written 8 songs, but doesn't know how many will make the mixtape. He has also written 1 or 2 songs for BTS, but it's not decided yet if they will be selected for the album. Yesterday, he recorded for 10 hours making guides and demos. V has also been thinking about getting into voice acting. June 9th, 2021. V is active responding to ARMY on Weverse. Jin tweets a short video of himself and Jungkook making the A in ARMY while filming the Butter music video. And that's all I know. But it is also likely that BTS are practicing for Suwoozu, their second completely online Festa concert, and the third completely online concert overall, as the pandemic continues for a second year. June 9th, 2022. Chapter 2 is underway, even though ARMY has to wait 5 days for the announcement. But behind the scenes, solo activities are cooking as BTS takes a break from group activities in order to accommodate their mandatory enlistment and spend some time on personal growth. On this day, J-Hope has a meeting about Lollapalooza setlist, which you can watch in his documentary J-Hope in the Box. RM posts a photo of his desk and says that work is going well. He also posts photos of visiting a Yoo Jungkook exhibit and adds a partial quote from the artist, "The Mountain Inside Me." V posts photos of their recent visit to the White House in the US. He sets the photos to the song "Dreaming of You" by Eric Godlow. RM posts his new MBTI results, saying that he's ENTP, but goes on to state that in our daily lives, people fluctuate between reality and ideal, improv and planned, logic and emotions, and it's impossible to say I'm always like this, and doing so doesn't seem good. On YouTube, the Bangtan Bomb episode BTS 2022 Festa family portrait shoot is published. June 9th, 2023. BTS released the digital single Take Two as their Festa gift to ARMY. The song was recorded before Jin and J-Hope enlisted, so it's a full group song. RM posts photos of recent Namjoonian adventures, including getting caught in the rain. Suga, RM, V, Jimin, Jungkook, and even J-Hope all post about Take Two. Jin comments on Jimin's post about it with the words, "As expected, BTS." Jungkook also appears on Seventeen's TikTok channel doing the dance challenge for their song Super with his friend Mingyu, and lets ARMY know about it on Reverse. Suga is actually in Thailand at this point, and after he's done recommending Take Two to everyone, he performs day one of his D-Day tour concert there. You can see the behind the scenes of it in episode Suga August D Tour D-Day in Asia. He also appears on the program in Japan called BTS Suga's All Night Nippon Gold. Meanwhile, Jungkook is getting ready to release Seven and is hard at work in the practice room. You can see his dance practices on Bangtan TV YouTube channel in Jungkook Seven featuring Lotto dance practice behind. June 9th, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but RM shares a teaser image for the music video for his song Credit Roll, which is going to be released the next day. And that brings us to this year, when RM and V are just hours away from being discharged. I'm so excited. We also have J-Hope's finale concerts coming up this Festa weekend. Song discussion, Mama by J-Hope. Released on the Wings album in October 2016, Mama is the second solo track from J-Hope on the album. J-Hope opened the album with Boy Meets Evil, which spoke to the theme of the album as a whole. Wings references themes and imagery from the novel Damien, a Bildungsroman by Hermann Hesse. But true to BTS, they're able to marry that in-depth world-building with deeply personal tracks reflecting their own stories. As the first album to feature solo songs by each member, it remains a favorite among many ARMY to this day. The album and subsequent tour, which stretched from January to December 2017, catapulted BTS to a worldwide stage, positioning them for international stardom. Unlike Boy Meets Evil, which had the heavy lifting of introducing the philosophical theme of the album, the song Mama is J-Hope's track about his own personal story. The song is celebratory and upbeat, inspired by both hip-hop and gospel music. When J-Hope performed it on tour, he'd have as many backup dancers as possible or even a full gospel choir at certain shows to serve as the choir and perform the chorus at the end with him, complete with stained glass-like colors on the screens around him. Basically, bringing us to the church of gratitude for his mother, which is what the song is fundamentally about. But I'm getting ahead of myself. As I said, Wings is a heavy conceptual album, which also furthers the storyline of the Bangtan universe, or BU for short. There's a Wings short film for Mama in which you can hear the song, but the content of the video is very much about J-Hope's character in the BU and not J-Hope himself, I won't be getting into the BU while discussing this song, so I'm also not going to get into the short film. But it's still a cool short film, and you can hear the song, so if you've never seen it before, for some reason, check it out. It has one of my favorite Blink and You Miss It BU clues, too. I might end up doing a special episode on the BU when BTS release their 10th anniversary project for the HYYH era. We'll see. In RM's VLive, Wings Behind Story, by RM, where he discusses the album, he says that if he were to make J-Hope into music, it would be a song like Mama. According to RM, J-Hope talked about his mother a lot to members, and RM could see that his love for his mother was especially special. RM also touches on the key aspect of the song. It sounds exciting and upbeat, but fundamentally, it's the opposite lyrically, with J-Hope even expressing to RM that he was worried he might cry when singing the song live. Mama narrates J-Hope's career in dance and how that career required the support of at least one of his parents. J-Hope was able to accomplish a lot through passion alone, don't get me wrong, but fundamentally, he needed at least one of his parents to support him in order to get where he is today. For J-Hope, that person was his mother. With money stretched tight for the family as it was, J-Hope taking dance classes was an extra unnecessary expense. We saw in the documentary, Hope on the Street, that J-Hope would hang out at the dance academy where the dance team Neuron taught and learn dance in between classes when he couldn't afford to attend the classes themselves. Ultimately, it was that dedication that made Neuron accept him as a member of the crew. So let's get into the history of J-Hope as we go through the lyrics of the song. For translations, I consulted Dolcet Bangtan on WordPress, Bangtan Subs, and another army translator named Muish. So any quoted translations of the lyrics are from one of those three sources. When J-Hope performs this song, the choreography also takes us through the same narrative as the lyrics, so I'll be talking about the dance simultaneously too. We begin with the lines, "Time travel to the year 2006. Crazy for dancing, I tighten my mom's belt." As J-Hope steps through the time machine on stage, he dons a baseball cap and puffer jacket to show his youth. 2006 is when J-Hope discovered dancing, though in some sources he also quotes it as 2007. Regardless, he was around the age of 11. Right away, J-Hope talks about the immediate consequences of his love for dance as being a strain on his mother specifically. He continues, "When I indulged in it every day, despite my dad's opposition, unfazed by it all, she set a small boat of a dream afloat." So, in four lines, we have a clear picture of the environment of J-Hope's preteen years. Finding something he loves, his dad objecting to it, but his mother supporting him completely, undeterred by his father's opinion and the financial strain that it caused. J-Hope's father was a teacher of Korean literature, and J-Hope has mentioned that his upbringing was strict as a result of having an educator as a parent. He also told the story of his dad telling him to dance for him to prove how much he liked it, or to prove that he had any talent in it whatsoever, to justify continuing to learn it, and J-Hope dancing immediately on the spot in their living room without even any music playing. It's, of course, completely understandable that J-Hope's father would prefer him to have a more practical passion in life, to pursue a career that has more stability and less risk. Dance isn't something to get into lightly, especially since it's also a very physically demanding career, and one that favors youth. So you're not exactly setting yourself up for lifelong success. J-Hope isn't the only BTS member who had their parents try to dissuade him from following his dreams. Both RM and Suga have mentioned parental disapproval early on. In RM's case, his mother also came around to supporting him, and in Suga's case, he had his big brother to encourage him until his parents started to figure out that he was actually on the right track after all. In J-Hope's case, his mother seemed to recognize right away that the path for her son's happiness was through dance, and she decided that happiness was more important than guaranteed financial security. As an adult writing the song, J-Hope is able to include elements of the story that he didn't realize as a child. He continues, "But I didn't know my mom's support was not a wide shortcut road, but a road of dreams while gripping debt." While J-Hope experienced the support of him pursuing his passion and not having an uphill battle to get what he wanted in the short term, his mother was incurring debt to put him on the road towards what were long-term dreams. The first verse continues, "Always, money being the problem, my mother eventually went to work in a different town." In the performance at this point, while J-Hope had previously been riding in a small boat made by the dancers around him that kept his dreams afloat, now the dancers divided into two groups, with one group pulling J-Hope away while he reached out his hand trying to grasp someone. He continues, "Mom's voice that I heard on the phone was clear." And here in the song, you'll hear someone say hello in Korean in the background. That's actually J-Hope's mother answering the phone. He recorded her and put her in the song. J-Hope continues, "What I remember was my mom's strength was my breaking ball." Here, J-Hope is putting aside the adult him who knew the truth and telling us what he experienced as a child. His mother may have been in another town, but what he remembers is that it was her strength that gave him the opportunity to change direction or the opportunity to achieve the difficult dream that he was pursuing. To explain the metaphor, a breaking ball is a baseball term, and it's a pitch thrown where the ball seems to change direction as it flies, so it's very hard for the batter to hit. As J-Hope sheds his cap and puffer jacket in the performance, it's revealed that beneath the puffer jacket is a sparkly, eye-catching stage outfit, as he sings the lines, "I promised myself that I must succeed, and with that one promise, I became the son that I am now." J-Hope, the successful artist dancing and singing on a stage in front of thousands, is here because of that journey he just outlined. And this is when he launches into the chorus. "Hey mama, you can lean on me now. Always beside me. Hey mama, you've always given to me selflessly and become my shelter. Hey mama, now you can rely on your son and just smile." J-Hope has successfully not only achieved his own dream, but also the dream of many Asian parents, where they raise their children and in their later years, their children are there to support them in turn. If the parents do their job right, then their children experience a supportive and safe environment. And in return, the parents can retire into a safe and supportive environment provided by their children. This is in contrast to my experience of British colonial culture, where both children and parents seem to be expected to reach a state of independence from each other in the child's early 20s, and they both don't really bother the other if they can help it for the rest of their lives, relating more as you would to a more distant relation than anyone who might end up as a dependent again. Just, you know, as a side note to different cultures at play here. And of course, I'm not mentioning that to imply that J-Hope's mother or any Asian parent only supports their kid to get something in return later in life. That's ridiculous. It's more to explain that J-Hope's dream of being successful enough to support his mother and make her life a happy one is a dream that is culturally significant as well. J-Hope continues to thank his mother for nurturing him into who he is today before launching into the second verse. In the performance, you can also see very cute baby photos of J-Hope during the first chorus. In the second verse, J-Hope outlines more of what his mother had to do in order for him to be standing on the stage today. She worked two jobs at the same time, one at an internet cafe and another at a Broadway restaurant. J-Hope outlines how this wasn't just financial support, but this was an example of how to live for him. "I learned that passion and devotion." Hobi not only had someone who supported his dancing, but he also had an example of what it meant to work hard in order to support whatever it was you were devoted to. For Hobi, that devotion went to dance. But for his mother, that devotion went to nurturing and providing for her children. J-Hope continues, "Because you were nourishment to my sprout, I will become a flower and become your flower path." We've spoken before about flower paths when I did the episode on the song 2-3. But to reiterate, a flower path is considered a happy, easy road to walk. I love these lyrics from J-Hope because it puts a new spin on the flower paths. In 2-3, BTS talked about ARMY giving them a flower path and their gratefulness to ARMY for trying to give them that even if there will still be hard times ahead. The reason I love these lines by Hobi, though, is because his mother basically grew her own flower path by working hard to support her son. She nourished his sprout of a dream, and because of that, J-Hope became a flower and will become her flower path. I think it's a very beautiful way to put that cultural dream of having a supportive, loving environment to go home to as you age, for both children and parents. In the bridge of the song, J-Hope continues to thank his mother for his life. He also references a children's song about mothers in Korea that names a mother's love as higher than the sky and wider than the ocean. He also references another Korean childhood cultural experience of having your mother rub your stomach when you get a tummy ache and say, "Mom's hand is a medicine hand," basically giving the child a placebo to latch onto in order to feel better and fall asleep. In the performance, the music cuts out after the placebo line, and J-Hope makes his way from the thrust stage to the standing mic on the main stage before he sings the final chorus. J-Hope seems to love these slight cuts or breaks in the music during his solo songs, so that he can hear the crowd and give dramatic effect to the final chorus drop, or both. Just Dance also has this feature. J-Hope has reported that his father, though initially disproving, as this song says, has since come around and is one of J-Hope's biggest supporters, and has declared that his main job in life now is to be supportive to his son. Similarly, Yoongi has mentioned the same about his own parents. But I just want to point out that J-Hope doesn't have a gospel song about how much he loves his dad. So, if you're a parent, you might want to make sure you get in on the ground floor of your children's dreams. And if you're curious, J-Hope's mother has seen him perform this song. She came to the opening concert of the Wings tour in Seoul. We also get an appearance of J-Hope's mother in his documentary, J-Hope in the Box. We don't see her on screen, but we can hear her voice off screen when J-Hope visits his parents' house. You can also see the relationship that he has with her in the way that they talk to each other. My favorite quote from her in that documentary is when she tells him that if any of the other members need to gain weight, to send them to her. One thing I really love about BTS's brotherhood is how each of their parents have also adopted all the members as family. I think it's human nature to dream of having a wide support system around you, and seeing BTS achieve that is really cool. And that concludes my discussion of Mama, ahead of J-Hope's finale concerts this weekend in Seoul for Festa. I don't think he's going to perform this one, so it was kind of cool to talk about it and make sure it gets some love. And now it's time to spin the random song generator to see what I'm talking about next week. I've noticed that my random song generator, which is supposed to be random, seems to really love the Wings album. So if it picks a song from Wings, I might spin again. But let's see what it does first. Let me also just pull it up, because once again, I never pull this up ahead of time for some reason. I don't do this on purpose. All right. And the winner is... Oh. Definitely didn't pick Wings. It picked a very, very early one. Okay, it picked an interlude. So, it picked the interlude from Too Cool for School. And since that's an interlude, I think I'm going to combine it with the song that comes after it. So, it will be combined with Like from Too Cool for School. So, we're getting debut songs in the week after Festa. I think that's very appropriate. So, next episode is June 16th, 3 days after their debut, and we'll be talking about songs from their debut album. So that's really exciting. I'm just excited it's not Wings. I love Wings, but I've talked about it, I think, 4 times so far in just 23 episodes. So that's a large percentage of the episodes are devoted to songs from Wings. So I'm thrilled to talk about an early song. So it'll be Interlude and Like from Too Cool for School, released in 2013. See you then! And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode, or next week's song, or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you! Have a good day.